All right, so now the Gemara, today's daf is daf Vav. We're going to start on the bottom of daf Hey with Bey, the second to last line. The Gemara is now going to ask a question. We have two concepts in Halacha that we rule by. We have a concept of Migong, otherwise, or Malik L'Shaker, and a concept of Chazaka. So apparently the Gemara seems to be asking which one is stronger. And they're going to use our case of Porei B'Tov Zmano as the example. So what's the case? Yibay Lahu, they had a question. Tivau La'achar Zman. The Malve, right? I lent you money. So I walk over to you and I say to you, listen, after the due date, I say, pay me back. But Amar Lo, and the Lova, you say back to me, Praticha, I paid you back. But he said, Praticha betos mani. Mahu, I paid you before the due date, I paid you. What's the story? So what happens here? He claims that I paid you during the Zman. But he would never be believed during the Zman, because we say, Chazaki and Praticha betos mano. But here, he has amigo. Why? Because if he wanted to, he could have said, Parati achar zmano. He has amigo over here. So, Ni amrinam bimakam chazaka amrinam l'mashaker. Do we say, against the chazaka, we would say malik l'shaker, and therefore he would be believed? O dilma bimakam chazaka lo amrinam malik l'shaker. Or if there's a chazaka, we don't say malik l'shaker. So all the Rishonim ask, and a lot of, sometimes each one different ways, they bring maras from all over, left and right, saying, oh, amigo is more powerful, or chazaka is more powerful. Just to quote, the Shita Megetzis says, how can you think that, how is it possible to think that amigo is more powerful than chazaka? Chazaka could be motzi mamon, amigo can't be motzi mamon. Also, we say that chazaka, you can take without a shvua, and over here, even with the amigo, you'd have with a shvua. Then there are Tosos says, brings a rivam, who asks another question, that chazaka is more powerful, then brings a read that maybe the amigo is more powerful. So it seems from all these Rishonim that they're asking, which is more powerful? But I didn't think that was the question, and I saw from Rav Nachum Prokofitz, that he also doesn't seem to think that that's the question, at least in Shitas Rashi. He says that, really what the shaila is like this, what is amigo? Migo just only works in the world of Taina, right? He says it's not that this is an actual proof to the claim. Believe me, I said this, and there's actual proof because I could have said something else. He goes, no, believe me, I said this because I have the koach of another Taina. So he says it only means that I have a weaker Taina, and therefore believe me because I have a stronger Taina. But over here, the shaila is not the Taina that I'm making now. The Migo Taina, the Taina that I'm making now, isn't even a Taina. The Taina I'm making now is that I paid you during the Zman. That's not a Taina. There's a Chazaka against that. If that would have made the claim, it's not that, oh, I have a Taina, but you have a better claim. I have no claim. The Chazaka knocked out my claim. So he says, that's the Suffolk. The Suffolk is whether you say, when it comes to Migo, whether you say that if the claim I'm making now, in and of itself, is not even a claim, it lacks the Koach of a Taina to begin with, do I say that another Taina can raise it up to the status and conflict against the Chazaka? One side would say yes, and one other side would say that no, if you have no claim, Migo does not bring up a claim. And I guess, and the other side, we have to figure out, you know, Lashon, how it works there. But that's the topic according to Rashi. Not which one's stronger, which one's weaker. It's clear one way or another, one's stronger, one's weaker. The question is, B'makom Chazaka, do we allow a Migo? Meaning, B'makom Chazaka, when this Migo doesn't, by itself, lacks the status of a Taina, do we say that it can still work, that it can still bring on another Migo Taina to make it work? Okay. He could have said, I paid you after this one. He's believed with the Shua, Rashi points out. He would be believed with the Shua also here. He would have to make a Shua, Rashi says. No, he wouldn't be believed if he doesn't have the Migo. But you have to only make a Shvua, it's a Shvua the Rabbanan, number one. But if I walk up to you and say, pay me, you said I paid you during the Zman, you're not believed at all. There's no Shvua, I get the money. No, because the Chazaka says that we don't believe that that's a claim. You could say that you paid before the due date is not. It's a nonsensical claim. Doesn't matter. Chazaka ain't done praying with Hosmano. No, we don't believe him. We don't believe that he paid before the due date. Yeah, the shvua only comes about for certain cases. You can't just say, I'm going to make a shvua here, and then it's a nonsensical claim to claim that you paid before the due date. It's not accepted. Okay, so what's the story? So do we say Migul Machon Chazaka or not? So the Gemara tries to answer the suffix from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tashma, the Mishnah said, right, someone's tovei his friend to pay part of the wall, up to Dalet Amos, and the guy says that he paid, so the nitva is, b'cheska shenasan, and he's putter until they bring a raya that he didn't pay. So the Gemara says, Hechidami. What case are you talking about? If we're talking about shetiva ola achazman, if we're saying that the builder of the wall came and claimed after the zman, meaning after we finished building the wall, va'amrlo praticha b'zmani, and the guy says back to them, listen, I paid you right when you finished. I paid you at the right time. So it's cheeky that he's believed, because everyone believes, everyone agrees that if you say I paid you during the zman, after the zman's over, he's believed until you bring proof that they didn't pay. Elalav, what must be the case? The Amrle Praticha Besochzmani. I paid you before the due date, during the time. Alma Filub Machem Razak Amrina Malin Shakar. The person is typically not believed that he pays during the Zman, but here he has a Migo because he could have claimed, I paid you after the Zman, and we see that he's believed. So Alma, we see from here, Filub Machem Razak Amrina Malin Shakar. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hakha, the Kol Safa Besafa Zimnehu. It's almost like an installment plan over here. It's not like the only due date is at the time that the wall is finished. Every brick or every layer is considered a due date. So when you have a mortgage, right? You don't say that the final date when you paid off the loan, that's the due date. No, every month there's another due date. It's an installment. So here too, every time you finish the row, that's a due date. So when he claims praticha, if he says that I praticha betogzmani, it doesn't mean I paid you before the time of the due date. I paid you during one of the other due dates. Every single time there's a due date along the road. So it's not like there's no proof here that the Migo would work against the Chazakah because he's not making a claim against the Chazakah. Because he's not making a claim, Praticha B'tog Zmani, because every time, every row, is considered a Zman. I hear, but that's not they're talking about the Chazakah paying off his obligations. But one guy's only building it by himself, so we're saying that each time. This is the four amos. He has to pay. He's chayav to pay by the four amos. No, he's not going to pay beforehand. The other guy's doing it by himself and said, that's the case of the Mishnah. I did it by myself, now pay me. Because he wanted the wall to go up. The wall was up, the wall fell down. I was putting the wall up. And he's got one guy's doing it, and he says, you know what, pay me. And the guy says, I paid you already. Ah, you paid me. I paid you before the wall's finished? That's before the Zman. No, it's not before the Zman. No, it's not necessarily a loan. It's a chope. You have an obligation to repay money. Right, he's responsible to make a payment, but the other guy laid out the money, so it turns into a loan. Okay, so Tashma tried to prove the other way around from the other part of the Mishnah. Says may arba amos ulamala. Now let's say he's building above the four amos and above, and the guy doesn't want to pay. He doesn't want to pay for the extra above dollar amos. Ain mechayev also. He's not mechayev to pay. Samach lo kosel acher. But the guy who's mesarev then puts up another wall next to it. So then he has to pay with the original with the builder for the cost of the wall even up to dollar amos. And he's not believed actually yobi raya shenoslan until he brings a raya that he actually did pay. So heichidami. If you're talking about a case where he after the Zman Piraon, the guy says, Ba'amalo, Praticha Bizmani, I paid you when the war was complete. Amilo, why would he not be believed? A person's nemah to believe that he paid his obligations after the due date. Elalav, what must we be talking about? The Amar Praticha Bisochmani. I paid you during the time. Alma b'machem chazaka lo armin malin shakar. So you see from here that machem chazaka, we don't see malin shakar. I don't understand this at all. We just established that this is every safa b'safa is the zman. So how are you saying here that you're calling this b'soch zmani? We just established that it's considered zmano. Maybe, I don't know. So he says answer, same thing we answered yesterday. Shani hacha, right, the amar, mi yemer, the mechayev l'rabbanan. This is a halacha that people don't really know that's the rule that I'm going to be hired to pay. So he doesn't think he's going to be obligated to pay to begin with. So the only time you say that, that's when you're not Neman to say you paid B'Tokzman. But maybe you would be Neman to say B'Tokzman if you know you're going to be obligated to pay. But here, since there's no clear, you don't, in your mind, there's no clear obligation to pay, that's the reason why we say you didn't pay, not because the Chazakah is stronger. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. And it tries to bring another raya from a different mission. The mission Shua Staf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Amalei Rav Acha Breid the Rav Rav Ashi Tashma. It says in the following mission: Manli Biyotcha. I walk over to you and you say, you owe me $100. Vamerlo, you say back to me, Hain. Correct. I do owe you $100. Fine. Period. End of that day. Next day, Lamachar. I come back.
Va'amar lo, and I say to you, today li, give me the $100. Im amar, if the nitba says, nisatev lecha, I paid you, and he's putter, he's believed, I paid you. Hope for call, I paid you. I owed you, I paid you. But if he says, ein lecha biyati, if he uses the lashon, you don't have anything against me, so then he's chayav to pay. So we have to understand what's the difference between the two tainas, right? So my love, the Gemara, Havamila of the Gemara is, if he says, nisatev lecha, I paid you, that means the amalei praticha bezmani. I paid you during the zman, and therefore I would be putter. But if he says, ein lecha biyadi, if he says, I don't, you don't have anything on me, the amalei, it means praticha besoch zmani. I paid you during the time. V'katani chayiv. And yet the Gemara says, chayiv, if you say, ein lecha biyadi, so alma b'machm chazaka, lower mina mali shaka. You see, we had the chazaka, the person does not pay during the zman. Lower mina mali shaka. We don't say the migal that he could have said praticha bizmani. I don't know what the havim mean of the Gemara is to interpret these lashonos this way. The Gemara said, and the Gemara is dochet right away. It says, lo, that's not how you explain the Mishnah. My ein lecha biyadi. What does it mean, ein lecha biyadi? It means, lo hayidvarim mi'ola, meaning I deny the fact that you ever lent me the money. The Amar Mar, as Mar said, Kola Omer Lo Lavisi Ka Omer Lo Parati Dami. Whoever says you didn't lend me, it's as if he says I didn't pay you back. So I explain how does it work in our case. The case says the guy the day one says I owe you. Then I guess the next day he comes and he says I never borrowed from you. So he already admitted, he already had Eldos Baldin that he owes him the money. And now he says I never borrowed from you. That's as if he says I never paid you back. And we take the first lashon, which says he admitted that he did borrow, and that's why he's chayav, because he borrowed and he admits that he never paid back. Rashi says, look at the Rashi in the second, the last short line, lo hayudvar me olam, right? That's the case we're talking about. Hilka chayav l'shalem. That is why he has to pay. Shahare yesh edim shahodelo b'fneihem. He has edim on day one that he admitted to the loan. The keva de amr lo lavisi. Once he says lo lavisi, then it never took place on day two. Modahu shalo para. It's as if he's admitting that he never paid back. Shekol mi she'enu lo veh, enu pareh. Whoever doesn't borrow, doesn't pay back. Whoever doesn't borrow, doesn't pay back. Hilkach ka'omer lo parasi dami. It's as if he says, I didn't pay you back. De'ilu ama parati. Had he said, I paid you, ne'man afilu lo v'bifnei edim. He's believed to say, I paid back, not, and even though it wasn't in front of the edim, the kaimelam b'shvuah, hamal v'shavi b'edim, ain't shakal for b'edim. There's no requirement to pay back in front of the edim. So he would have been believed if he said, I paid you back. But if he says, I never borrowed from you, that's Soser's original lashon, which was Haldas Baldin, which was in front, I don't even know why it has to be in front of Edim, I guess because otherwise he could deny making the statement. So it's in front of Edim, and therefore it's established that he owes the money, and then he comes back, and some say, what's going on is maybe he's a Huxa Kafran. Huxa Kafran, we can't believe him. Tosos asks, Hiksha Ari, Matsari Khan Latam Zeh Kola Omer. Havadai came in the shekvar hoda sulo mehem and lomer shelo lava. It's clear that he didn't. What's the chiddush? The Omer go to the bottom. The itzrich lashem unin. We need this. The lo matzi the meimar ha Omer lo lavisi lo shelo lava klal eloki ilu lo lavisi lefisha parati. We say this to get out of the potential claim that guy says no. When I said lo lavisi, I meant I paid you back, and it's as if you didn't lend me any money. Meaning from here forward, you didn't lend me any money because I already paid you back. So Kamash Milan, the Chi'ilu Omer Lo Parati Beheja. The Kamash Milan is that no. If you say Lo Lavisi, it means Lo. If you say Lo Lavisi, it's if I never paid you back for this loan. I mean, other Rishonim have different approaches, but that's your question. Tosos asked your question right away. Okay, so that answered that. Next. Okay. Show you have pictures for the next Gemara, but. Nishna said that if the kotel in a wall fell down, then you have to build it up to Dalet Amos. And if one of the shutfin built up to Dalet Amos, built higher than Dalet Amos, then the other shutf doesn't have to pay for the above the Dalet Amos. But Mishnah says Samachol Kosel Acher, if he puts up another wall, you know, opposite the wall that's going up, then he was Megalov in his das that he wants this wall, and Megalgan Lavas Akol. And he has to pay now for all the expenses of the first wall that went back up. So Rav Huna says, Samach lepalga, samach lekula. Let's say the guy built the Dalet Amos wall, and the one shutof says, I want to build it up to 10 Amos. So now he builds another 6 Amos. You have a 10 Amos, 10 Amos wall. The guy across from him is not chayav for those 6 Amos.
But let's say now he starts building up another wall. Rav Huna says, if he only puts up half, let's say he only puts up for 5 amos wall, he still, it's not that he's only chayav for 1 extra amos, he's chayav for all 5 extra 6 amos. Right? Samach lepalga, samach lekula. Look at Rashi. Samach lepalga, shelo haya kotel arach kotel rishon. He said also in length. Ela b'chetziav, o b'gavavu lo higila govish al rishon. He didn't reach the full height. Nevertheless, samach lekula and chayav litein lo chelko b'kotel rishon. He has to give his portion in the first wall. Ki ilu samach kosel shneini kenega kol rishon. It's as if he put up the entire length and the entire height of the first wall. The Kevan, the Hitchil, since he started, Sopo Ligmor, we're going to say that in the end, he wants to finish the wall, the Yitain Tikra, and then put like a roof on it, so he has some sort of protected habitat underneath there. Utnan, Apapisha, no Nasnava Tikra, no Simeyad. Even though he hasn't put up the roof yet, we are Umdumdas on him that he's going to finish the wall, and therefore he has to pay for the entire portion. But Rav Nachman says, no, Lamai de Samach. Right? Lamai de lo samach. It's only whatever he put up. That's what he's chayav for. If he put up an equal amount, if he put up 5 amos, it's chayav for the extra 1 amos. If he puts up 6, he's chayav for the extra 2 amos. He's not chayav. We don't say that samach lepalga, samach lekula. I guess, I'm not sure what the machlokas is. But I think Rav Nachman makes sense. Why are you imputing to him that he's going to complete the wall? You have to figure out what the machlokas and Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is. But, now the next cases are basically what it is. Rav Huna is going to be moda in a case where it's clear that his intention is not to complete the wall, and Rav Nachman is going to be moda in a case where it's clear when his intention is to complete the wall. Umoda Rav Huna bekarna vilupta. Rav Huna is moda by a karna and a lupta. What's that? Look at Rashi. Bekarna vilupta bechivor shebekaren zavis and lupta chivor. So basically, we say lupta. One way you can say it is that here's one wall that's built, right? My left hand's one wall. Then the guy's building another wall. He doesn't build it all the way flush. He builds it halfway, and then he makes like a turn. So he's not going to complete the wall all the way now, because he already cleared it. That's one. Another way to explain it, Rashi says, is, Haresha yasof basil shel Ruvein dovek lekosel zesh shebein shnei chatzeros. My house abuts the border wall, right? Ula achrasman nimloch Ruvein zeh, v'chiber binyan muat bekeren zavet shel sof basil. And then what he does is he builds an extra extension, so to speak, on his house, right across from the other wall. Right, here's the wall. My house is over here. Now I build another extension on the other side, opposite the wall. Right, v'chibur binyan mu'ah v'karen zavish al sof beso u'belitas habinyan meshuka kenegem mikzas oruch hakotel, and the extra extension comes out a little bit, you know, parallel to the wall. This one, it's not. Who says he's going to make an extension all the way across the whole wall? He wants to make a one room extension, so he extended that a little bit, and then he's going to put a ceiling on top. So he only has to pay for the portion of the wall that he's actually using, but he doesn't have to pay for an extension beyond his extension. So there, Rav Huna's modeh, because it's clear that he's not going to extend. And umodeh Rav Nachman agrees the afriza. And be kavata the chshure by an afriza case and kavata the ashure. What's an afriza case? Afriza is right. We got Rashi. Inyan gova the amar of Nachman the ma'ida al samach lo samach moda hushim also bekotas to samach makom hanachas roshay koros aleha apnekula sof lagbiya kishi or gova aleha. Somehow he puts something on top of it that it looks like he's going to continue building the wall higher. That's one case. And the afriza is that he carves in windows in his wall, right? He carves in windows in the wall, and which are going to be used to support beams to go across, right? So therefore, it's clear that he's going to raise the wall even higher. So in those cases, it's clear that he's going to continue the wall, but then it's then Rav Nachman agrees. Rashi says afriza, eitz aruch va'av shenosin al pnei kol orech hakosel. La'niyach alav roshay koros. Oh, I said it wrong. It's some long beam. It's some long beam that's going to be able to use some sort of support beam to raise it higher. Okay. Basically, the point is, if it's clear that he's not going to continue Rav Nachman's that he's not continuing Rav Huna's moda to Rav Nachman, if it's clear that he's going to continue, then Rav Nachman is moda to Rav Huna. The machlokas is, I guess, where it's unclear. as to what the situation is. Does he have to pay for the whole wall, or some of the palag, or some of the kula, or not? Next. The Mishnah had said that if Shimon built the wall above four amos, and his shutuf doesn't want to, he doesn't have to pay for the portion above the four amos. So therefore, if the first guy was towing, that he should. Let's just read on. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, you have the first guy who's building the wall, right? Okay, again, the Mishnah says, I'm building the wall higher, right? The lacha is you don't have to build for the higher portion. You don't have to build for the higher portion. So therefore, if you come, since you're not chayav to pay, if you come and you claim that you did pay for the higher part of the wall, and therefore you want rights to that wall, you're not believed until you bring a raya that you paid for it. So Amar Rav Huna, Bei Kaveh. Let's say I am building the wall and I make Bei Kaveh. These are sockets or windows. These are small walls. The purpose of these windows, again, like I said before, I said in the wrong spot, is to put beams in there to go across. Either you support to go across. You can put these windows. So lo habe chazaka. Just because I put windows in is not a proof that you were a shutuf in the expenses for the wall, right? But apa gav the abile himilti. And even if I put the frame of the window as well. Even if I put this frame in on the window, it's no proof that you, the second guy, were meshutaf, were have a cheskas hishtatvus, that you actually paid for the second portion. Why? The amrelay, because the guy would say, the second guy would say, it's proof that I paid. Why else are you putting in these window sockets? You're putting in these window sockets because you're going to now extend it across to my rishus for a wall that I'm going to build. I obviously paid you for this because you wouldn't do this for me otherwise. So he says, no, it's no raya. The armor lake is the first guy who built the wall can say back, Amina, I said to myself that maybe in the future you're going to want to put up another wall opposite of my wall. And you're going to put a roof on the same walls. So therefore, in advance of that, I made these windows. So at the time when you do pay me back, lo lisra ishtai, you're not going to ruin my wall. Meaning, if you put the windows in to begin with, it's part of the initial construction, it's not going to damage the wall. But if I put up a wall complete, and then a year later you decide that you want to build a wall opposite, and now you want to make a roof, and now we're going to dig the holes in, that's going to ruin the foundation of my wall. It's much easier to build it to start with, not to come in later. So therefore, in preparation, because I think that you might later come and build your own wall, and then you're going to pay me to have uses of my wall, in advance of that, I put in these holes, so it would be better, more beneficial for my wall later on down the road. Okay? You look perplexed. No? Oh, okay. Just early. So, that's called a chazaka of hishtatvus. The chazaka, there's no chazaka that I paid with this. I paid you. Right, that's exactly how Rashi explains it. If you want Rashi, the third to last line, Beikave lo habe chazaka. Now, next case we have a machlokas is what the case is. Some say we're talking about now a cheskas tashmishin. What's a chazaka of tashmishin? It's almost like an easement. I have a chazaka that I can use part of your property. I have a chazaka that can lean my beams up against your wall. That's a cheskas tashmishin. So four-way machlokas in Rishonim, how did you establish a cheskas tashmishin? Okay, because we have, what do we have? We have chazaka of metalflin, which is right away, kol ma shetachashad adam shalohu. And we have chazaka of karkos. Chazaka of karkos is established after 3 years, but you also need a claim. You have to say, I bought it from you, it was given to me. You can't say, oh, I sat here for 3 years, no one said anything. You have to make a claim, and you have to have 3 years. What about cheskas tashmishin? When does the chazaka of tashmishin come along? So we have a claim in 3 years. So you have every permutation with those two. So there are the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. They claim that a cheskas tashmishin equals a cheskas karkos, and there's no chazaka unless you have been doing the tashmish for 3 years and you have a claim that the guy gave you permission to do so. Then there's a Tosos on Daf Chav Gimel who says that the cheskas tashmishin needs 3 years, but you don't need a taina. The fact that the guy was quiet is enough. You have the Rashbam, who's quoted all over the place, also quoted, we'll see, the Rashbam is in the Rashi over here. There's a Tosfos in Rashi, which is the Rashbam. He says that cheskas tashmishin doesn't need 3 years and doesn't need a taina. It's right away. Second, you use it once, you get it. And the Ramban says
No, sorry, the Rashbam says that it needs three, doesn't need 3 years, but you need a taina, and the Ramban says it doesn't need either. It doesn't need 3 years, doesn't need a taina. Those are just the four shitos when it comes to Cheses Tashmishin. There's a Yad Ramah who says you need 30 days. You have to understand what that means by 30. No one says that. It's an interesting sheet. It's 30 days. It's either right away or it's 3 years. Where does 30 days come from? So that's how some people explain it. That's how most Rishonim explain the next piece of the Gemara. The Rabbeinu Tam explains the Gemara differently. He says the Gemara is going back. At that time, the Rashba, he explains it out, that this Mishnah is going back according to our Mishnah, about Cheskas Hishtatvus. We'll try to read it both ways if we have time, but let's just read it first way according to Rashi. So, Amar of Nachman. Because Rabbeinu Tam is confused, why is Cheskas Tashmishin doing in the middle of here? It should be a Gemara in the third paragraph when it talks about Chazakas. Amar of Nachman. Achzik Hurdi, lo Achzik Likshuri. If I have a Chazakah to put soft, light beams, lo Achzik Likshure. I do not have a chazaka to put heavy beams on your wall. According to the Mandamar, says we're talking about Cheskas Tashmishin. Makes sense. I have a chazaka for a one type of Tashmish. I do not have a chazaka to do another type of Tashmish, because the heavier beams will be more destructive to your wall. But Likshure, if I have a chazaka to put heavy beams, Hare Achzik Lahori, then I do have a chazaka to lean on your wall lighter beams. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef is Cholik, and he says, Achzik Lahori, Achzik Likshure. Even if I have a chazaka to only put up light beams, I still have a chazaka to put up heavy beams. Guess the machlokas is what happens when you say you have a cheskas tashmishin? Is it specific, or cheskas tashmishin says once I have permission to use your property, I can do it. I have permission to use it. It's just how specific does the chazaka? Ika de Amri. Some say Amar Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman says Achzik Lahordi Achzik Lukshure Lukshure Achzik Lahordi. Meaning that Rav Nachman agrees to Rav Yosef. So that's how you explain it. You're talking about cheskas tashmishin. And that's exactly how, if you look at this Tosfos in the middle of Rashi, he says, Kol chazakus halaylu d'shmaitin, einam chazakus shlelosh shanim. It's not a chazakah of 3 years, meaning he holds right away, it's cheskas tashmishin, it's not 3 years. The lo shayah shlelosh shanim elagabi cheskas karka, only by karka you need 3 years. But you skip a little bit, al hacha bi cheskas tashmishin ba'alma mairi. We're talking about a cheskas tashmishin, shemishtamish b'shel chaveiro, u'bishah achas shemishtamish b'fonav, and if you use it right away and he doesn't say anything, you get a chazaka. Right, because he says, no one's going to let you do some permanent tashmish without saying anything. The cave on the mishtam is zelafon of a shosik, yishlom not a rishus b'menu, or it must be that he gave you rishus, or nasan lo mamon, or mokra lo tashmish, and he did it. But he says, Bahani Mili, this is key, the Habi Chazaka, the going to towing who Machali or Nasan Lid Matani. You have to make a claim. About Im Ta'an Nishtamashti Bifanov Shasak in a Chazaka. You have to make a claim as to where you got the permission from. This is exactly like this is the sheet that we just said. The Rashbam says it's Chazaka Miyad, Cheskas Tashmishin is right away, but it's not, but you need to make a claim. Fine. I don't have time to go through the way the Rabbeinu Tam will explain it. Okay. Next case. In this case, even Rabbi Tam agrees to talk about a cheskas tashmishin. Amar Rav Nachman, achzik l'naftei, achzik l'shaftei. Basically, I have water dripping off of my roof. If I have the water drips off of my roof and goes all over the place, I have a chazaka to let it, and my roof is connected to your chatzir. So the water is dripping off of my roof into your field. If I have the chazaka that the mayim can come down into your field, then achzik l'shaftei, I can make a gutter and have it all come down into your field into one spot. Because I'm not being mosef any nesek over here, because I guess somebody would rather the water go into one spot than all the water go spread out all over. But asik l'shafke, if I have a chazaka to use a gutter so the water goes into one spot, lo asik l'natve. I don't have a chazaka to have the water come off my roof to go all over your field. It only can be specifically in one spot. Rav Yosef, please call it v'amar, afilu asik l'shafke, asik l'natve. Even if it goes off, if I only have a chazaka to begin with, that it should go specifically derech a gutter, nevertheless, asik l'natve, I can still have the chazaka to use it, that I can have it spread, go off my roof all over your field. So what's the machlokas? So some say the machlokas of the Messias is the extra one really damaging. The problem is you can't have a chazaka to create more damage to the other guy's field. So is it coming off the roof and all over the field more damaging than coming off the roof just in one spot? That's how some say that the machlokas is. But others say the Yad Ramah explains, like we explained before, that no, once you have a chazaka, the way we say with the wall, once you have a chazaka for a certain usage, you have a chazaka for that usage across the board. It's again a question of whether it's limited or specific to the usage. Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Asik Lashafe. Who said that? Okay, Afilu Asik Lashafe, Asik Lenatfe. Ika the Amri. Others learn say Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says Asik Lashafe, Asik Lenatfe. That Rav Nachman agrees to what Rav Yosef says, that you have the chazaka even for the gutter, you can still have the water spew off your roof all over, take away the gutter. And Lenatfe Asik Lashafe, Avalit Srifa Du Urbane Lo. But you still do not have a chazaka for tsrifa de urbani, which I think means it's a certain type of roof that doesn't absorb any water. So therefore, all the water is pouring out, as opposed to the other roofs, which I guess were made out of straw or something that absorbed some water, so it was less of a flow of water onto the field. I don't know if that's how he explains it in the English. Okay, similar. Okay, yeah, the English usually gets it from Rashi, and since I'm getting it from Rashi, it's probably similar. So, in that case, you don't have a chazak because that's more damaging. And here, Rav Yosef argues, Rav Yosef Amar Afilu Tzrifa de Urbane. He even has a chazak if he puts on a tzrifa de Urbane. Because he has a chazak, he defines a chazak, he's allowed to have the water run off of his roof into the guy's field, period, no matter how. He has that chazak. And Rav Nachman says that, no, you don't have the chazak where it's really damaging, where all the water goes off without it a little bit being absorbed into the roof. And Abed Rav Yosef Ubdo Betzrifa de Orbanei. And Rav Yosef actually passed in Halacha Lamaisa, a person came before him that had a chazaka that the water would drip off of his roof. And Rav Yosef allowed him to change his roof from a wood roof to this Tzorfa de Orbanei, which is less absorbent. And he said it was mutter. And therefore, the Ramah, and it says that the Halacha is like Rav Yosef because we have a Maisa Rav in the Gemara, we pass him like that. And that is how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch passkin, but the Mordechai argues. Okay. Fine. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar. I guess the other way to explain it, Rabbeinu Tam would say, we're not talking about a Cheskas Hashmishim, we're talking about a Cheskas Hashtachlos. He would say that if, let's say in one case, that in the case before, right, the Aksuk Lehurne, Aksuk Lekshure, they would say that we're talking about here, about the first guy built a wall up to Dalet Amos, above Dalet Amos. And since Reuven is not chayev to participate in the wall above that point, he's not believed to say that he paid for that portion. So the Amoraim are saying that if he leaned koros onto his friend's wall, then that friend didn't say anything, now there's a chazaka that he did participate in payment for the wall. Because the friend would not have allowed him to put the beams on the wall unless he paid for it. So then the machlokas in the Amoraim is what type of beams would create the chazaka that the second guy actually paid. Is if he puts on light beams, or if he puts on heavy beams, or if he puts on light beams, maybe it's not a chazaka of hishtachlus. You have to work through the sugya according to those ways. But there's two separate, completely different ways to how to learn the Gemara. If we're talking about a chazaka of hishtachlus or a chazaka of tashmishim. Okay, next Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. Well, Hamaskir Bais L'Chaveiro. Someone rents a house to his friend Vira Gadola. Basically, he rents him an apartment. Rashi says, Bais Aruch Ma'od B'chok Mitochu L'Harbe Chadarim Ketanos. So, like a railroad apartment. He rents him a room in this apartment. Mishtamish B'Zizeha. He can use the Zizeha because Leha Al Arba Amos. I don't know what he says, the Zizeha is, I forgot what that means. It's like from the outside of the wall. He can use any beams that project for Dalet Amos. He can put things in the wall Ad Dalet Amos. That's part of the renting. But the Ove Akotel B'Makam Shenagu, and he can use, if this room is on the roof, he can use the width of the wall above to hang things on it, if it's a makom that has that minhag. Aval B'Turbetz Apadne Lo, but he can't use the walls. I don't know, what's that? He can't use the walls facing the garden, because that's Rashi says that's for that. You can't use that because those walls are used for beautification purposes. You can't use any on it. Rav Nachman the day Amar Afilu B'Turbet Zapadni. Rav Nachman himself says that you can use the Turbet Zapadni. Aval Rechava Shachori Habatim Lo. But he can't use the portion. There's some portion on the back of the wall outside. He can't use that. The Rav Amar Afilu Rechava Shachori Habatim. Even that portion outside the wall that he can use. Amar Ravina. Ravina says. Hi, again, back to Cheskas Tashmishin. Hi, Kshura Dimitalta. Ad plus in Yom and Lovi Chazaka, Bos plus in Yom and Havi Chazaka. Basically, I guess we have a wall, Cheskas Tashmishin, I have walls next to each other, and I put up these big beams to make shade underneath. So, do I have a Chazaka? So, if up to 30 days I don't have a chazaka, because the guy would say, you know, I figure he's just doing it now because it's hot and he's going to take it down. But if they're up there longer than 30 days, then it becomes a cheskas tashmishin, and the Bala Kotel can't force him to take it down because he gave him permission, you know, whatever the rules are. You see here, though, it's 30 days. So that's a big shaila on all those who claim that you need 3 years. Here we say 30 days. Maybe here the Ramah is where the Ramah gets it from. The sukkah, the mitzvah, at shivin yomin, lovi chazaka, basha shivin yomin, havi chazaka. But if it's a sukkah, he's putting up for a sukkah, then the guy only has 7 days to complain. So tell the, all the Rishonim ask, at shivin yomin, what are you talking about? It can't be 7 days, because on the seventh day, you need it for Hoshana Rabba. You can, and on the eighth day, you can't take it down. The next day is Yontif. So he says that really means, it really means until after Yontif is over. Until after Yontif is over. That's what Tosfos says. So the question is why by Sukkah, I don't have time, but the question is why by Sukkah is a shorter period of time, 7 days, as opposed to a non-Sukkah, it's 30 days. You have to look into that to figure out that Rashi says that it's the Shabbos only 7 days, so if he left it longer than that, then he's obviously clear that he's using it for a longer period of time. The Ramaz says that the whole thing of 7 days is only in Eretz Yisrael, because in Chutz La'aretz you're obviously sitting in a sukkah on the day eight, so therefore it extends a day longer. Okay. But the Gemara continues, "E chabri betina, if you somehow put lime or cemented the kshura, some of the beam, right, then la'al tarbi chazaka. Then it's a chazaka right away, because then it's clear right away that you want to use it. If the guy doesn't protest, it's clear right away that you want to use it for an extended period of time." Amar Abaye says, "Shnei batim b'shnei tzidim rishus harabim. I have two houses on opposite sides of a rishus harabim. Ze'o samak l'chatzi gago, ze'o samak l'chatzi gago, ze'o shalok neged ze'o madif. They both have roofs. So in order to protect each other from seeing each other across the roof, they each have to make a makah, I guess above and beyond the chiyuv of makah, they have to make a border on their roof, each halfway. They don't have to go the whole way, but each one overlaps. So he does it like this, I do it like this, it overlaps, now I can't see." Tosfos asks right away, "What's going on here? Why are you making Hezek Ria issues when it comes to a roof?" We're going to see three lines from now that there's no Hezek Ria on roofs. So Tosfos has to, the Rishonim have to deal with that. The Gemara asks, "My Ira Rishus Arabim. Why does Abaye only say his din dafka Rishus Arabim? I feel Rishus Yachinami. Even Rishus Yachin, these types of gagim have to make these fences." Say, "No, Rishus Arabim Isrichle. I needed the Rishus Arabim. Ma'ud tame. You would have thought the guy would have said the name Alei. One guy can claim to the other guy. So, how boys let's knew him if name Rishus Arabim. You have to hide from the B'nai Rishus Arabim. So therefore, what? You don't have to build a wall, because you can't do anything anyway, because you have the Rishus Rabim. Why do I have to build anything?" So Kamash Malan, the Amalei, the guy can say back to him, "Rabim b'yamam chazali. They only see me during the day. But laila lo chazali. They don't see me at night. But at b'yam 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 laila chazali. You see me both during the day and the night, therefore we have to build a wall. Inami, Rabim ki kamina chazali, ki yasivna lo chazali, at chazali ben kamina ben ki yasivna. They only see me when I'm standing, not when I'm sitting. You see me both when I'm standing and I'm sitting. And Rabim ki ma'ainu chazali, they have to look up and they have to, it takes them, it's difficult for them to see me. But you can see me right away just by looking across. Therefore, we have to build the wall." So Amar Mar, we're going to stop here. We'll go a little longer. We have a minion. No. Amar Mar, ze osemak lechati gago, ze osemak lechati gago, ze kshol neg ze umadif. It's pshita. That's how you do it. No, so why would you think that one would have to build the whole wall? What's the chiddush telling me that both have to build half the wall? So lo tzricha the kam chad minayu, that one did it by got up by himself for oven and he started building the wall. So now the table, the other guy could say, "Neima leidach shkol uzinka. You take from me, you know, the expenses, but adi atkule and build, and you build to finish building the entire wall." So Kamash Milan, the first guy can say back to him, "The amarle at my time lo avadita. Why do you not want to build the wall on your roof? Mishum the misrayistach, because that's going to be mekalkal yisodos. That's going to knock down, you know, the support for your house. So ananami misray leishtai. I also don't want to destroy the yisodos of my house. I'll build half the wall. I'm not going to continue and build the entire wall. Therefore, the Chumash Malan is that they both have to do it, even if one guy starts building by himself." Okay, I want to get further, but we don't have time, so we'll stop here. Have a good day.